You don't become weary in well-doing, and what God's called you to do, you keep doing. Going through a storm, you know, it can make you bitter, it can make you better.
Joni Lamb, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to talk to you for this month's Charisma Magazine Online Beyond the Article. And your new book is coming out, Through the Storm, which we have had the tremendous privilege of partnering with you to publish this. But your article that is featured in this month's edition of the magazine is called Take My Hand. And it's basically leading God leading us through the storms. And that's what this book is all about. So I want to welcome you, but then ask you just what are some of these storms that you've gone through? And I know most people are probably aware of that, but let's talk about some of these storms, but more specifically, okay, how you learned to let God hold your hand and lead you during these times.
Okay. Well, John, it's so good to be with you, and a big hello to all the Charisma audience. Yeah, I'm excited about the book. Gabe really gave me an opportunity to share some things that I've never shared before. And I wanted to go with the publisher that would allow me to do that. And I felt like you guys would do that. And so I did it for one reason, as to help people who are in a storm, about to go in a storm, or coming out of a storm. Because guess what? That is what
That's the Christian life
is all about. And it doesn't preach so well. And yet it's important to understand that we will go through storms. We'll go through trials. We'll go through tribulation. You mentioned about the take your hand. That really started with my grandfather, Trammell, when I was younger. I remember he would always say to me at church, he would say, "Now, Joni, you just remember, you keep holding on to his hand. He'll never let go of yours. Now, you can let go of his, but he'll never let go of yours." So it was one of those things that's etched in my memory that I remember about my grandfather was one of the most godly men that I ever knew. And so I can remember him saying that. So it really goes along well with all the stories I tell, because, I mean, at the end of the day, having a personal relationship with God, yeah, and through his son, Jesus, that we're not alone. And so that's the whole thing, that he takes us through. So yes, we're going to have storms. Yes, we're going to have trials. But the key word in the book is through. You don't stay there. Now, some people stay there. Some people faint. Some get tired. Some get weary. But hey, if you let him lead you through, if you hold on tightly to his hand, and yes, you do need to have a personal relationship with him. That's easy. Just say, "Jesus, I need you." That's what Grandpa did. And he will take you through the storm. And oh my goodness, you think that I have been in Christian television. I started very young, I will say that. I'll preface it by saying that. But for now 37, 38 years, and I've been in ministry for 40 years. Again, I started very young. But anyway, yeah, there were so many storms. You don't go and build a worldwide television network, start with nothing, you know, 37 years ago in Montgomery, Alabama, in a small TV market. And then 100 and some TV stations later and satellites around the world, without going through some storms. But the thing about it is, John, is that going through a storm, you know, it can make you bitter. It can make you better. Mm-hmm. And what I learned is what God's faithfulness. And I learned that he can give you peace in the midst of the storm, and that he will bring you through it. On the other side of it, you can have you can be refined, you know, like gold. I mean, gold is not refined unless it's under fire, it's under heat, it's under pressure. And really what's on the inside of us comes out in a storm, not on top of the mountain. It's always down in the valley. So I just take people through some of the personal storms I've been through that I've never really talked about publicly. I wanted to set the record straight on a lot of things, because the bigger your platform is, the more voices there are out there. And you know this, John. In television, there are a lot of armchair quarterbacks. And so I wanted to tell the story authentically and hopefully encourage people that, hey, all of us, no matter who we are, we're going to go through storms, but God is going to be faithful, and you're going to come through the storm, okay? You are going to come through it.
Amen. I receive that word right now as we're talking. But Joni, tell me about some of these private storms that you have now divulged, or you've let people into your private life through this book. Because, yeah, you are a well-known television personality. You're not just a personality, but you yourself are known for being Joni Lamb, Joni's Table Talk, you know. And it's all the stuff that you've been doing for so many years, people, I'm sure, know way more about your life than the average person, but there's still things that you are, you know, that are still private. Why did you feel like this was the time to release these things to the world? And what are people going to learn from that?
Well, there was a lot of questions surrounding my late husband's graduation. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there was all these secular networks saying stuff that wasn't even true. And I was there. And so I tell that story. Mm-hmm. I tell about the 17 days that I was in the room with Marcus. I tell about the fact that he had a pre-existing heart condition that we didn't know about. I tell about the fact that he had had the hiccups for like 48 hours before he ever got COVID. And that the year previously, he had had a similar episode. We didn't think or know what to think about that. Later, we'd find out that the vagus nerve is trying to tell you there's something going on with the heart. Mm. He was also a type 2 diabetic. So therefore, when he went through COVID, I went through it pretty quick and recovered, and then he got it. We thought he was doing fine. Then he started having some breathing issues. We had to go to the hospital. Miraculously, I was allowed to stay in the room. I couldn't leave the room, but I had to stay in the room with him. And I was so thrilled that I got to be with him, and he seemed to be getting better. And I tell that whole story in the book. And by the time he went to be with Jesus, he was testing negative for COVID. His lungs were clear. But he was still having breathing issues. And so on November 30th at 4 a.m., he graduated. He finished his course. Mm. Now, I can say that now. I mean, at the moment, I tell in the book all the things that happened, the kids coming in, how never in a million years did I think he would graduate when he did. But he did. And God was faithful through that. And then I talk about how I came to the station to go live on the air and tell everyone, because already thousands of texts were rolling around. People were talking, what happened? Is it true? So I wanted to tell, you know, exactly what happened. And I just take them through that. And there were so many people, especially widows, who said to me after, how did you keep going? How did you get up every day and still go to work? How did you keep hosting your show? How did you become the president of Daystar and take on even more responsibility than you already had? And so I talk about it in the book. You know, I had already been through so many other storms in my life and walk with the Lord that I had all these notches in my belt. And it's like, I know he's going to be faithful here because look back here and this, you know. There's just so many. I couldn't even tell all the storms in the book. But I say that, but I don't want you to think my life has just been full of storms. Those were just some of the serious storms. There are many, many more moments of God's blessing and favor and just miraculous things that he's done in the ministry and opportunities that he's given us to preach the gospel around the world. I'm so thankful, so grateful for that. So I don't have any residue from what the storms brought in my life. I only became stronger going through them. But I can see where people would want to faint or give up or think, I'm never going to get through this. And that's what the book is about. Yes, you can. You can get through it. And you rely on those things you know about God to come through it safely. And I talk about a lot of different stories in the book about all of that.
You know, Joni, when I was a kid, I used to be afraid that my house was going to burn down. And that was something that was just, I couldn't really explain it. It was actually years later that I was finally able to explain what happened and why I thought that. I saw a video of a fire safety video, but my mother led me to the Word of God and says, and showed me that the Lord is the one who holds my hand. And she actually made up a little song that is still stuck in my brain about that. But this whole concept of the Lord holding your hand is something that resonates with me from a very young age. Mm-hmm. But you said something earlier that, you know, we can be the ones that let go of God's hand. And sometimes it feels that we're like, how do you keep hold of God's hand when it feels like you're not even strong enough to hold on to God's hand?
Well, I tell you, the key for me, and I think it's in the Word of God, is that first off, you don't become weary in well-doing, and what God's called you to do, you keep doing. And so that means you get up every morning, brush your teeth, comb your hair. It wasn't always easy to do that, but you stay in that lane and that calling that God, you stay true to being a mother or, you know, showing up for work or doing a good job. And the key for me is that even as I grieved, because I tell in the book, I like cried every night for 6 months and finding the Lord, but I grieved, but I didn't grieve without hope. And finally, I remember the Lord said to me, okay, it's time to get up. I got some things I need you to do. And that was like around the 7 month, 8 month period, because a lot of people say, well, you didn't grieve long enough, or you didn't do this, or you didn't do that, or you should, you know, and I'll be like, everybody's different. But for me, giving out and continuing to minister to people, continuing to sing, continuing to do programs around this table, helping people, continuing to lead people to Jesus, and continuing to say, okay, God, you have placed this responsibility on me, but your yoke is easy, and I'm going to trust you that you prepared me for this. And he did. And I found, oh, wow, as I give out, guess what? The laws of reciprocity are true, and it would come back. The blessing of God, the favor of God, the healing of my heart, him putting my heart back together, because talk about it in the book, my father's with the Lord, my brother's with the Lord, and that was a great loss. But losing a spouse was the most difficult thing I've ever gone through, and it was the greatest storm, and I write about that in the book. It's like half of your heart goes. Mm-hmm. We were about to celebrate 40 years of ministry. Marcus was celebrating 50 years of ministry. Wow. And so he had, I say in the book, he had accomplished more in 50 years than most people do in three lifetimes. He had finished well. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but I think getting up and giving out of your pain, out of your hurt, it's kind of like praising God in the middle of the storm, you know? Yeah. There really is power and significance in that. And God reacts to it. He responds to it.